All right, so you're thinking about diving headfirst into e-commerce, huh? Big plans. Well, before you hit that launch button, we're going to talk about something that could really make or break your success, and that's graphic design.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking a deep dive into an article today all about graphic design for e-commerce, and trust me, you'll see why it's about way more than just making things look pretty.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it really is about creating a whole experience. And honestly, good design, it could be the difference between, you know, a customer hitting that add to cart button or just bouncing right off your site.
Ugh, I've been that customer before. I remember one time I was trying to buy a new laptop bag online, and the website, it was just a nightmare. Blinking ads everywhere, text that was impossible to read, and I couldn't even find the search bar.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up just closing the tab and shopping somewhere else.
You know, that's a perfect example of what we really want to avoid. This article, it really drives home the point that first impressions online, they're everything. When a potential customer lands on your website, they're making like a snap judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this site trustworthy, easy to use? Does it match the quality of the product that I'm looking for? And a lot of that, it comes down to the design.
It's not just about aesthetics then. It's about like building trust with the customer.
Exactly.
Right.
Think about it like the storefront for your brand. If you walked into, you know, a physical store and it was messy, poorly lit, confusing to navigate, you'd probably walk right back out. And your website, that's your digital storefront. You need to make it invite customers in, not scare them away.
Okay, so I'm sold. I'm sold on good graphic design. But if I'm being honest, I wouldn't even know where to start. What are my options?
Well, this article lays out three main paths that you can take. So first, you could hire a full-time designer. And this is obviously the most expensive option.
Mm-hmm.
But having someone who's really dedicated to your brand's visuals, I mean, it can really provide a cohesive look and feel.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I can imagine that's not feasible for everyone, especially if you're just starting out.
Right. And that's where the other options come in. So the second path is the DIY route, you know, learning those skills yourself. There are a ton of resources that are available these days. You've got online courses, you've got software with built-in support, like some of the programs that Microsoft offers. You'd be surprised at how much you can actually learn and create, you know, just on your own.
So with some effort and dedication, it's possible to DIY a decent website design, even if I'm not a design pro.
Absolutely. It might take some time. You'll definitely have a learning curve.
Never.
But it gives you a lot of control, and it can be a great option if you're on a tight budget.
What about the third path? Outsourcing to a developer, right?
Right. So that can be a good kind of middle ground. You get the expertise of a professional, but without that long-term commitment and the cost of a full-time hire. There are tons of freelance designers, agencies out there, and many of them actually specialize in e-commerce. Just make sure you find someone whose style aligns with your brand vision.
That's a great point. So whether you hire, DIY, or outsource, you need to find someone who really gets your brand.
Exactly. Now, once you've figured out, you know, how you're going to approach the design, it's time to get into like the nitty-gritty of what makes a website visually appealing and also effective for e-commerce. This article actually gives some really practical tips, and honestly, some of them are so simple but so impactful.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm taking notes. Hit me with those tips. What's the first thing I need to focus on?
So the first tip is all about balance. You know, you want visuals because they grab attention. They showcase your products, but you don't want to overwhelm the visitor with too much going on.
So it's finding that sweet spot between being visually engaging and not too cluttered.
Exactly. And that leads right into the second tip, which is to avoid overcrowding. Remember that laptop bag website that you were talking about?
Yeah.
That's like a classic example of what not to do.
Right. Yeah. Too many images, too much text, flashing banners. Like it was just sensory overload.
Exactly. So white space, or negative space as it's sometimes called, is your friend.
Wait, white space? Isn't that just empty space?
It is. It is, but it's not wasted space. Think of it like breathing room for your design. It gives the elements room to stand out, and it makes the whole page just feel less cramped, easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
We want people to actually read your content and engage with your products, not get a headache trying to figure out where to look, you know?
Okay. I'm starting to see how these seemingly small things can make a really big difference. What else should I keep in mind?
This next tip is huge. Color choices. Colors, they evoke emotions. They play a huge role in how people perceive your brand. For instance, think about like fast food restaurants, right?
Yeah.
They often use those bright reds and yellows because those colors are associated with hunger and excitement.
That's so interesting. I never even thought about that. But yeah, it makes total sense. So I need to think about the colors that will resonate with my target customer and the feeling that I want my brand to evoke.
Exactly. You want a color palette that feels cohesive and represents your brand personality. And just as important as the colors themselves is how you combine them. You don't want to create something that's visually jarring or hard to look at.
Yeah.
I remember this one site that I saw, it used neon green and bright purple together, and it was intense.
Ouch. I bet their bounce rate was through the roof. So color harmony is key. What's next on the list of tips?
Image alignment. It might seem like a small detail, but it makes a huge difference in how polished and professional your website looks. Think about it like arranging furniture in a room, right? Everything should have its place and kind of contribute to that overall balanced aesthetic.
Okay, so image alignment is all about creating a sense of order and professionalism. Yeah, I can see how that would make a website feel more trustworthy. What about the text?
Ah, yes. Tip number six, font and color for clarity. Choosing fonts that are easy to read and color combinations that provide good contrast is crucial. You want to avoid causing eye strain for your visitors.
So no tiny light gray text on a white background.
Definitely not. Accessibility is important, and you want to make sure that everyone can easily read your content.
Makes sense. Okay, what's that final tip for creating a really killer e-commerce website?
This one is especially important in today's world. Streamline pages for fast loading. We live in an age of instant gratification, and if a page takes too long to load, people will just click away.
Oh, I know I'm guilty of that. If a site doesn't load in like a few seconds, I'm moving on.
Exactly. So you want to streamline your design, optimize your images, and minimize any unnecessary elements that could slow things down.
So it's not just about how the site looks, but also how it functions.
Yeah.
It's about creating a smooth and enjoyable experience for the customer.
Absolutely. And you know what's great? This article points out that all of these design principles, they not only lead to a visually appealing website, they can also actually boost your SEO and ultimately your sales.
Wait, really? Design can impact SEO.
It definitely can. Search engines like Google, they prioritize websites that provide a good user experience. And design plays a big role in that.
Wow, this is blowing my mind. I never realized how much goes into creating a successful e-commerce website.
It is a lot to consider,
Yeah.
but it's exciting. And now that we've kind of covered like the basics of good design.
Yeah, it feels like we're moving from like, you know, the nuts and bolts of web design to something way more creative and strategic.
Yeah, that's a great observation. So now we're talking about brand identity. How all of these design elements actually come together to create like a unique personality for your business.
Okay, that's what really intrigues me. So we've learned about the tools, right? But how do we actually use them to make a website that's not just functional, but it really reflects who we are as a brand?
Yeah. So it's about taking those design principles and kind of weaving them into a visual language that speaks directly to your ideal customer. Think about it, like the colors that you choose, the style of photos that you use, even like the fonts that you pick, they all work together to create like a feeling, a vibe.
So it's deeper than just picking, you know, what looks nice. It's about making these intentional choices that tell a story about your brand.
Exactly. So let's say, you know, you're selling organic baby clothes.
Yeah.
You would want a website that's all like sharp angles, metallics, and high-tech fonts. You want to go for something that's a little softer, maybe with natural textures, pastel colors, maybe like illustrations that feel kind of playful and childlike.
Yeah, I can picture it now, like a website with those warm, earthy tones, maybe some hand-drawn elements, photos of babies, you know, giggling in those adorable outfits.
Yeah, you got it. So each design choice, it reinforces the brand's values. In this case, natural, gentle, and joyful. And customers who resonate with those values, they're naturally going to be drawn to that aesthetic. It's about creating a world that they want to be a part of.
This is making me rethink everything. How do we even begin to figure out what that visual language should be for, you know, for our own
Well,
brand?
this is where it gets fun. It's part introspection and part detective work. So you really need to understand your ideal customer inside and out. What are their values? What are their interests? What kind of aesthetic already appeals to them?
Okay. So if I'm selling handcrafted leather goods, my ideal customer might be someone who appreciates, you know, quality, craftsmanship, maybe a bit of a vintage or rugged aesthetic.
Exactly. So you start to kind of build a profile of who you're talking to. And once you have that clarity, then you can translate that into, you know, visual terms. Maybe you use you know, rich browns and deep reds, maybe photos that highlight the texture of the leather, fonts that have that classic, timeless feel.
Okay, so I'm building a mood board, a style guide, something to really capture the essence of my brand visually. But what about all the other places that my brand exists, not just the website?
That's a crucial point. So your brand identity, it should be consistent across all platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Your social media, your packaging, your marketing emails, everything needs to feel like it comes from that same world, visually speaking.
So it's about creating like a holistic brand experience that goes beyond just the website. You know, it's making sure that every touch point, it reinforces that visual language and it connects with my customer.
You nailed it. That consistency, it builds trust and recognition, which are essential for any business, especially in that crowded online world.
Okay. My brain is buzzing with ideas right now. It's incredible how much thought and strategy goes into something that on the surface just seems like making things look pretty.
I know, right? But when you really dive deep, you see how powerful visual communication can be. It's about tapping into emotions, telling stories, creating a world that your customers want to be a part of.
It's so much more than I ever realized. It can feel a bit overwhelming though, especially for someone just starting out. Any advice for our listeners who might be feeling a little lost, in the design wilderness?
It's definitely a journey, but don't let it intimidate you. Start with those core design principles that we talked about earlier: balance, clarity, visual appeal. Play around with different colors, different fonts. Look for inspiration in other brands that you admire. And don't be afraid to experiment.
I'm guessing feedback is crucial too, right?
Absolutely. Get input from people that you trust, ideally those who kind of fit your target customer profile. Mm-hmm. See what resonates with them, what feels confusing, and then use that feedback to refine your design.
It's all about iteration, constantly refining and evolving.
Exactly. And remember, this is a creative process. Have fun with it. Your passion for your brand will shine through in the design, and that's ultimately what will connect with your customers.
Wow, it's amazing how one article can spark so many ideas. We've gone from feeling totally overwhelmed by graphic design to like feeling excited about all the possibilities.
I love that. It really is all about empowering yourself with the knowledge and the tools to make informed decisions about your brand's visuals.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the basic design principles to the importance of creating a cohesive brand identity. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
This whole conversation has really highlighted the idea that good design, it's an investment. Whether you invest, your time learning those skills, your money hiring a professional, or both, It's an investment in your brand success.
Yeah. And it's an investment that can pay off in so many ways, right? From a better user experience to increased sales.
Exactly. And remember, design, it's not just a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. As your business evolves and your audience grows, your visual identity, it might need to evolve with it.
Right. That makes sense. What worked for your brand when you first launched, it might not resonate as strongly, a year or two down the line.
Absolutely. It's all about staying flexible and mm-hmm. being willing to adapt. But those core principles of mm-hmm. good design, balance, clarity, visual appeal, those will always be relevant.
Okay. So I'm feeling inspired and I'm ready to tackle this whole design thing head on. But before we say goodbye, I know you have one of those thought-provoking questions that always leaves me pondering long after the deep dive is over.
I do.
Yeah.
So we've talked about like the how-tos of design, but here's the real challenge. How can you take everything that we've discussed and translate it into a visual style that truly captures the essence of your brand and resonates, deeply with your target audience?
Wow. Yeah, that's a big one. So it's not just about following the rules. It's about finding that unique visual voice that sets your brand apart.
Exactly. Think about the emotions you want to evoke, the story you want to tell. How can you use color, imagery, typography, and all the elements of design to create an experience that feels authentic to your brand and irresistible to your customer?
That's such a powerful question. It makes me realize that, inspiration, it can really come from anywhere. Maybe it's a piece of art, a beautiful sunset, a vintage storefront, anything that really sparks your imagination and gets those creative juices flowing.
I love that. Inspiration is everywhere, if you keep your eyes open. And remember, your brand is more than just a logo or a website. It's a feeling, an experience, a connection you make with your customer.
That's a great way to put it. It's about creating something that feels meaningful both for you as the brand owner and for the people that you're connecting with.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll leave you to kind of explore that question and embark on your own design journey.
Thanks for all the insights. This deep dive has given me so much to think about. And to everyone listening, happy designing.